Vamos.
Yo permiso.
Basics parasha, parashat emor. This means we have the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. You may say it's a very strange mitzvah. Hashem wants us to count daily for 49 days. How many days today is? If Hashem wants me to know, I have a calendar. The calendar shows what's going to be the 50th day, of course, is Chag HaShavuot. I don't have to count every day. Hayom, Yom Echad Ba'Omer, Yom, 30 Yom Ba'Omer, Yom, 50 Yom Ba'Omer, 49 Yom Ba'Omer. For what? Why Hashem wants me to count it? For what? What's the purpose of it? I know how many days. Hashem wants me to remember. As some Rishonim say, the 50 days Chag HaShavuot is very important. So, but we are counting backwards. We should start opposite. Hayom, 49 days to Shavuot. Hayom, 48 days to Shavuot. If the goal, the task is to get to Chag HaShavuot, you don't say Ba'omer. Omer is a past tense. So what do you mean you try to say, I'm today holding 30 days. It is for what? For something happened 30 days ago. What's the purpose of it? What's the purpose of it? But why are you saying it? What's so important about the Omer to say that? You can say, no, Ayom. You can start. Whatever it is, the second day of Pesach, I'll say, okay, Ayom Shnei Yamim Litziat Mitzrayim. Okay, as I understand, you want to count how many days you came out of Egypt. Okay, but what's the mitzvah to say? That's the answer. Why do I have to count for that? Counting is also very, very important, that according to some Rishonim, Altam is Doraita from Hashem. Hashem wants you to count even today. You know, Betamigdash says, there's no Omer. So there's no Omer today. Time Betamigdash was Omer. You can say, okay, I'm counting today because once upon a time was an Omer. So that's why you're counting today. How many say it's a very, very important mitzvah, very important mitzvah. Rishonim asked, so how come it was Shechiyanu? It's such a good mitzvah, such a big mitzvah. It's a Shechiyanu. It's a mitzvah. No Shechiyanu. In the Torah itself, in the Torah, the text reads like this. Sfartem lachem, you should count for yourself. It's very, very strange. Hashem said lachem. Usually Hashem doesn't say that. Usually. Sometimes. In other places it says, balulav also. Sfartem lachem, you should take a lulav. Let me say to you, maybe to you. So you must know Hashem wants to emphasize that each one of you should have a lulav. Why I would think I don't have a lulav? Hashem said to take a lulav. Of course everybody take a lulav. Hashem emphasizes the Torah by lulav. Ulkachtem lachem. You should take for yourself a lulav. Here, usfartem lachem. Also, you should count. Of course for me. If Hashem would have said just usfartem, I know it's you. So, Hashem is talking to you. Vasula MCC. Doesn't say Lachem. Every time Lachem. Very strange that Hashem wants me to count, but Hashem wants me to count the Omer for myself. Not just to count the Omer. Lachem. Okay. Lachem Lachem in Mechorat HaShabbat. The day after Shabbat. Sitting Ma said, no, Hashem doesn't mean Shabbat. Hashem is really first day of Pesach. Okay, so Hashem should have wrote, should say in the Torah, Sfartem Lachem in Mechorat HaPesach. And it's the Mechorat HaShabbat. And actually it was the Machloket among the Jewish nations. Some people say, no, Hashem meant after Shabbat. Excuse me. Sheva Shabbatot in Motu Yeno. Yom HaVechem, sorry. Yom HaVechem Eto Marat Nukha. When you can start counting, Hashem says in the Torah, the day that you brought Omer HaTnufa. It means, translation, doesn't say Yom HaVechem Et HaOmer. It should have said, start counting from the time you bring Omer. Doesn't say this in the Torah. It says Omer HaTnufa. They lifted Omer. They lifted Omer. It's not lifted Omer. It's Omer. So it says no. Omer HaTnufa. This is the counting when you count. You say the bracha. She comes out to an spirit. Omer, you have to have in mind. What Omer? No. Omer HaTnufa. Well, it's a mitzvah, really. The Torah says when they brought the Omer to the Tamidosh, it's a mitzvah to lift it. Okay? There's other places in the Torah also. The Torah tells us about some sacrifices that you have to lift. But the sacrifice is not being called the lifted sacrifice. Here the Torah calls the Omer the lifted Omer. Why is it so important to call the Omer lifted? Sounds the whole idea about the Omer is lifting it. So the Torah says, listen, count Mimachorat HaShabbat Miyom HaVi'achem, in the time that you brought Omer HaTnufa, Sheva Shabbatot, 7 weeks, 7 Shabbat, whatever it means. Ad Mimachorat HaShabbat HaShvi'it Yispudu 50 Yom. Okay, count 50 days. Yom HaMishim, on the 50 day. Biyom HaVi'achem et Lechem HaTnufa. Especially the Lacha Torah tells us in the Tamidash, Benebi Yamin, Miyad Amin, Kini Ratzon.
Amen.
A special thing. Shavuot. Very, very, we say, strange or different than all the other days of the year. In the Tamidash, the Torah says, you may not bring to the Tamidash Chametz. Never. Never. So, Obo Chodvash, Tim Nishel Hashem. Hashem said, don't bring me Chametz. Hashem hates Chametz. Because Chametz actually refers to Yetzirah. This is the Ratzon we did before. Before Bdikat Chametz. The secret reason for Bdikat Chametz and Biur Chametz is it true Yetzirah. Hashem said in Beit HaMikdash, I don't want to see it. Everything was brought to Beit HaMikdash was always like matzah. But it means the flour that was mixed with water did not stay 18 minutes. The halacha is if you mix flour with water, after 18 minutes, if you taste it, it's a little bit sour. It's called chametz. Chametz comes from the word chamut, sour. So you're not allowed to bring to Beit HaMikdash chametz. On Shavuot is the purpose. On Shavuot, Hashem tells us. Yom HaMishim, on the 50th day, Yom HaVi'achem, Lechem HaTnufa. Being the, again, the lifted bread. Not lifted bread. It's a mitzvah to lift the bread. Like it's a mitzvah to lift the Omer. Here, the Torah calls the Omer, lifted Omer. At the end of Surat HaOmer, this is the 50th day, so you have to bring to Beit HaMikdash 2 bread of Chametz. The opposite, if you're not allowed to bring Chametz during the whole year, Beit HaMikdash. You don't bring it inside, but still bring it to the yard, to the Azara. As you don't sacrifice it, okay, but Hashem said, listen, I want 2 bread of Chametz. Hashem, why do you want Chametz? Did you tell me you don't like chametz? I don't like chametz. On Shabbat, I want chametz. Okay. So make me 2 bread of chametz. Okay. Come to Beit HaMikdash, you have to bring with that the sheep and other sacrifices. And then you have to lift it. Okay. Again lifting it. Okay. So, but the name of that bread is called the lifted bread. So what's the lifted bread? What do you mean about lifting bread? Why do you have to lift the Omer? What is it all about? If you remember, at the first time it says the Torah, the word Omer is the man. So God tells us after a month after we came out of Egypt, actually in a few days, until Vav, Bernis, Beia, a month after we left, we got man from Shamayim. Description of the man comes from Shamayim. For I said it's round and it's white.
It's white.
It tastes very well. Like honey, like oil. And the Torah emphasizes, listen, everybody has to know it. You go outside, you collect it. If it comes to your house, you have to go. At the end of the day, you bring it to your house, you put it on the table. If you collect it too much, it's going to shrink. If you collect it too little, it's going to spread, expand. Two, the size of Omer. Omer, Asirit Elfahu, Parashat Haman, and you should know how much Hashem gave a person in the desert, Omer. How much is it, Omer? Asirit Elfahu, how much is it? This is the size that you have to mix dough and water to have, I mean flour and water to have a dough. That's the size. That says 43 eggs and something else. I said this is about 5 pounds. Okay, you should know. Everybody went outside in the morning, they saw the man. You went and you collected, you brought home, you put it on the table. What did you have? Omer. You have to know it about. I don't understand. What? It's information. History, how much everybody got. And Torah says it's Omer. And the Omer, the way the Torah describes, Omer came down. Came down from Shamayim. Of course, it was some kind of gas in Shamayim. And it landed on the earth. It became physical. Like rain comes down from the clouds. And the Torah tells us, was the dew on the floor, and then the man came and rested on the dew, and then another dew came on top of it. This is how Minhag the Gemara says, Friday night or Shabbat, we have Lechem Mishneh, so what is this? What is this exactly? Oh, we got double portion on Friday, for sure. Okay. What is it? You have to cover the challah. The challah has to be on the table. And it says, listen, you should have a tablecloth underneath the challah and some kind of a cover on top of the challah. It says, Zecher Laman. Remember the man? That's what happened to the man. What happened to the man? The man came on the floor, was underneath the man, do, and on top of the man, do. In the text, the Torah tells us. I said, what if you know this? I don't understand. The Torah doesn't tell you history. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. And what is it all about? And the Torah tells us, you know, I'm Israel, so the man says, I don't know what it is, so I have no idea. What's it all about? Comes the Gemara and tells us same thing by Lulav as well by the Omer. By the Lulav, each person should go and should take a Lulav. And the reason for the lulav, says the Gemara, is shaking it. Hashem doesn't want to take a lulav. Hashem wants you to shake a lulav. And how do you shake? The Gemara says you have to shake sideways, forward, backwards, up and down. It says, what is really the secret of that shaking of a lulav? The Gemara says, Sheikh Lulav means like this. You should know, the people who created this world, he created positive and negative. And the world, always 50% positive, 50% negative. On creation, HaKadosh created the same thing. Positive angels, negative angels. Positive wind, negative wind. Positive dew, negative dew. Positive rain, negative rain. Says the Gemara. For example, it says in the Torah, Hashem split Yam Suf. The Torah describes the scenery what happened before Yom Suf split. So we like to think, you know, Hashem split Yom Suf for us. Some Rishonim, Tosfot, other Rishonim will say, listen, when we crossed Yom Suf, we crossed it like 180 degrees. We came back to the same spot we were before. We didn't cross to the other side. Later on, we went around and we went towards Eretz Yisrael, eventually. But crossing Yom Suf was not made for us. It was made as a trap for the Egyptians to fall down and drown in the water. Because we didn't have to cross. We didn't cross. Even the other Chachamim said we did cross, we didn't have to cross. We can go around it. The whole purpose of Kriyat Yom Suf was the Egyptians to be drowned in the water. He comes to us and says, I want to describe to you the plan of Hashem. You read the text? The text reads that Hashem brought at the night time Ruach Kadim Aza, an eastern wind, very strong. And then the wind blew on the water, and the wind so-called piled up the water, and now it's going to be so-called a dry land, whatever it means, and I myself will go in, and not to be saved. It's going to be a temptation for the Egyptians to run after them, and then the last Jew will step out of the Yom Suf, all the water will come back, and the Egyptians finished. But the whole episode started with the wind. The description of the Torah tells you. To tell you, says the Gemara, the eastern wind is a wind, a bad wind, that Hashem uses that wind to get rid of the wicked people. Likewise, as well, the Torah describes. When Moshe told Paul, grasshoppers are coming, the Torah says, again, this eastern wind brought the grasshoppers. It means there is a bad wind. Says the Gemara, by shaking the lulav, what you do is, you so-called stop the bad wind to go around towards you or sideways to you, it depends where you are standing, and all these tornadoes and hurricanes. That's the secret. Hurricanes and tornadoes are very, very dangerous. It starts from bad wind. Can destroy the world. Lulav stops it. Says the Gemara, what about up and down? Why do you have to shake lulav up and down? Says the Gemara, to stop bad dues. La'atzor ruchot ra'ot u'tlalim ra'im. This is the commandment. So good, it's coming up. Person has to know the truth about shaking. It's not just, you know, it's a toy. That really what it means is after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and a person doesn't know the verdict exactly what happened on Yom Kippur, and says something chasron can happen to you. As a protection, as a shield, the lulav builds so-called invisible shield in front of you, sideways from bad winds and up and down from the bad dew. It means like this, it's a dew on the floor. A dew on the floor is very bad dew. While it comes down, can also do something better. That's the secret of our life, you should know. As well, Chachamim say, wind, don't think wind doesn't have to blow on you. Blow, you got corona. How did you get corona? Well, he stood in some place and somebody else had it. So what did he? Did he go inside your mouth and he gave you corona? No, you know, in the air. How did he get to you? I don't understand. How did he get to you? This is the special wind that brings these viruses, contagious to the person. This is not because he stood next to the guy. The next guy, you're not going to catch it. You're going to catch it because some air will come and put it inside your system. That's the bad wind. And that's the Kamanah of the lulav. Comes the Gemara, you should know as well, this is the Kamanah of the Omer. Pesach, you have to come out of Egypt. Excuse me, why did you go down to Egypt? What happened? You were tortured over there, hardship, and Hashem took you out. But Hashem took me out because Hashem had mercy on me. Okay, okay, okay. Pesach, you should know it's time of redemption. As well as you should know, you should have heard the first of Pesach, the shofar of Mashiach. He didn't come. You know he didn't come? Because you're not qualified, you're not eligible for Mashiach. It means something is wrong with somebody's behavior. Says the Rambam, you have to be careful how you behave. You might cause a disaster for the world. And one person, it's his blame. Says the Rambam. Says the Gemara. Okay, Pesach is over. Comes to us and says, listen, I want to explain you something. What was last night? Leila Seder. You enjoyed it. How was the Seder? Beautiful. The Maror, excellent. The Charoset, excellent. The wine, very good wine I had. Matzot, excellent. The whole thing is a disaster. After it's not better, the Mashiach didn't come, we should sit on the floor and tear our clothing and cry. Mission was not completed. Never. Every year is the same cycle. We wait for Pesach. Pesach is the only day in the Zohar that Mashiach will take us out of exile. He didn't come. He didn't come with judgment in Shamayim. Says the Aris, says the Zohar, Shunas Sfirat HaOmer, are dangerous days. Very dangerous days. In history, a lot of tragedies happen on Sfirat HaOmer. A lot. So, Tafchet, in Europe, not the first Holocaust, but one of the Holocausts. Chmelnytsky Arasha killed millions of people. Millions. In three cities. Shapira, Vermeize, Magenta killed the biggest Mekuba, Rav Shimon Mostopole. Happened on Sfirat HaOmer. Tamid Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 died. The last 24,000 scholars. Was no other scholar. Everybody gathered around Rabbi Akiva. They all died Sfirat HaOmer. What happened? They didn't respect each other so much. What does it mean? You don't die for that. You die if you do a major sin. Gemara says, what happened? 24,000 people died. And the Gemara says, the world was deserted. Vaya olam shamim. Rabbi Akiva had to start fresh. He took five boys and started to teach them from the beginning. From the beginning, when he became scholar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Meir, five. The world did not have any Talmid Chacham. The old vanished, perished, all of them. Sfirat HaOmer. It's our custom not to get married, not to shave. He says, What happened? Rabbi Akiva soon died. He says, so what happened with me? He says, so what is that? I don't understand you. He says, no, because the world was deserted. Okay, so? No. You don't get it. It's not the reason. The reason is Sfirat HaOmer, the days are very bad days. In Me Hadin Berachamim, the Aryan said, you should know, be careful those days. They died because, but that's not the reason why they died. They died because in the wrong time. The first Holocaust, not the first, maybe the second. In Europe, millions. It's not the Holocaust. The days. Because after Pesach, a disaster. Because Mashiach didn't come, it means something's wrong in the world. Something's wrong with the behavior of the people. Here comes Hashem and says, I too want to tell something. You know what Omer means? Omer, they bring the Omer from barley. Barley is something a person should stay away from. The Gemara tells us that if Chas Shalom, they didn't caught somebody, and they did a major sin. But there aren't enough witnesses to indict him. But they didn't know. Maybe have one witness or other things. So you can't let this man free on the street. He would do more things. He might kill people. They didn't take him. They put him inside a room and they gave him to eat barley. And then he'll die. Barley would so-called break the system inside and he'll fall on the floor dead. So the Gemara, barley is not good for you. It's good for animals. So the Gemara, on two occasions in Beit HaMikdash, they brought barley. Not chametz, barley. So one occasion, the first time the Torah tells us, not the first, in the Torah is the second, when a husband brings his wife to the Kohen in Beit HaMikdash, and says, I suspect my wife doesn't behave well. He has to bring barley. Since it's not Omer's barley, you know what? Because we are like the wife of Hashem, we don't behave. We don't behave. You don't behave, it's Korban Omer. Okay, now you start. Ask Virata Omer. What do you say? Omer. What's Omer exactly? What is it all about? It's barley. What is barley for? No, it has to do with barley, but in English. Because it means that it's a warning for us. You should know those days are coming. The second day after Pesach, Shazef Chol HaMoed, there's barley. And I tell you what, I want you to remember the barley now. For the next 49 days, you say barley, 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 barley. Says, what's barley, barley? No, Omer, Omer, Omer. What Omer, Omer? Omer means the lifted Omer. Lifted Omer. What do you mean lift Omer? So I'm telling you, remember how you lift, or how you shake the lulav? Shake the Omer. And when Tamigdash, and the Kohen will shake it. You people, I want you to start counting daily. But daily is not accounting. Hashem knows the number, and you know the number too. And what difference does it make? It makes one thing. Hashem wants to remember something. We are in very dangerous days. In order for you to survive, you have to have in mind Omer. And have in mind, ask Pirata Omer, he says, what is this? The barley. What is the barley? The barley is a reminder that we don't behave. And so, therefore, what I have to do? Teshuvah. And then what I tell you about, for the next 49 days, do Teshuvah. And do Teshuvah, hold down to the Omer. It means now that you are building every day a shield around you and an umbrella on top of you to save you from the bad winds and the bad dew. That's the secret. It's not that she wants to count the Omer. She doesn't care less if you count the Omer. Somebody from America went to Chaim Kanievsky and told him, listen, make sure you don't forget to count the Omer. He didn't tell him, make sure you don't forget to put feeling. Why would Chaim Kanievsky tell somebody like this? Don't forget to count the Omer. What's so important? I didn't care, I said, what is this? What is this? Actually, in our time, Chachamim says it's only with Rabbana, only Chachamim says. Some Chachamim said, Doraita, okay, I forgot to do Omer. Okay, one day I forgot Omer. So what happened? What happened? You're in danger. It's not the mitzvah. That mitzvah is a mitzvah of protection. The mitzvah of protection, you don't say Shechiyana, that's why you don't say Shechiyana. And that's the whole purpose of the Omer. And that's the Torah tells you, I want to explain to you something. The Omer is a measurement. Measurement? That's the amount of food that you got in the desert. Something came from Shemaim, became man on the floor. And the Torah tells you, look, before he came down, dew came on the floor. Then came, but what would you call the man? And another dew on top of it. I said, what is it all about? He must say that, I want to tell you something. The Mishnah says in Masechet Sota, you know, at the end of Masechet Sota, so we get to it, Daf Yomi. He said, you know, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the good dew was cancelled. Good dew was cancelled? What does it mean? Good dew was cancelled? What does it mean? Let's tell you what it is. Good dew means like this. It comes from Shamayim. It falls on straw. What kind of the straw today? It's not bright. It's not white. When the good dew falls on produce, it is like, we may say, detergent, and that thing becomes white. Says the Gemara, if the dew is not good, something like a bad dew, it becomes black. And today we have, the Gemara says, a lot of produce That it's the color of the thing. It's not the color of the thing. That's true. They do mix it. Not only that, the Gemara says the taste of the fruits are not the same. Also, some Chachamim like to say maybe also because of the bedu. And that's really what the whole purpose of Sfirat Omer. A protection from the bedu. And therefore, the Torah tells us, time for the desert, the man rested, landed on dew, covered with dew. And just to tell you, the dew has inside it two kinds of energies, bad and good. But the good dew went on top of that man that came down from Shamayim. The Torah describes it as white. And here comes the Torah and says, okay, now I understand. You have Omer and Bet HaMikdash. Go back to the Omer that you got in the desert. On Sfirat Omer. Says, what Omer? Omer is a measurement. What measurement do you know about? This is the measurement of the man that Hashem grants you with man, with parnas, and everything else, but it's to be the do. I'm going to get it. You're going to get it. It's called Sfirat Omer. That's how important Sfirat Omer is. And then to my son of Shiva told me, the Zohar says, a proof for it. When Yaakov Avinu brought Yitzchak the food, Yitzchak is going to give him a blessing. And the blessing reads like this, V'ten lecha Elokim mital ha'shemesh panei aretz. Hashem would give you from the dew in Shamayim. What bracha is this? What's the point about the dew? Yitzchak should say about rain, maybe. No, dew. Mishmane Aretz, something fat that grows from the ground. Okay, fine. Whatever it means, Yaakov said, Baruch Baruch Shmo, Amen, comes outside. Okay, fine. So the Torah, describe the Torah. Scenery, Esav comes inside. Esav comes inside, it's like asking him, who are you? Esav said, who am I? You know who am I? I'm Esav, I came to get the bracha from you. Yaakov said, somebody else came, and I gave him all the brachot. I have nothing to give you. Torah tells us that Esav cried and cried. And he says, okay, I'll give you a bracha. What's the bracha? Exactly the same bracha that you gave Yaakov. And half a minute ago, you said you have nothing to give. You gave Yaakov everything. Now he's giving Esav. What the text reads? Mishmane aretz yimoshabecha umital hashamem. From the fat things that grow from the floor and from the dew. As the Zohar, I don't understand. It's the same bracha exactly. And not only the same bracha, Yitzchak just said he cannot give a bracha to Esav. Now he gives him a bracha? This is what I'll tell you what it is. The kavana of Yitzchak when he gave Yaakov, he told him, Shmenas Yom Moshavecha, he says, from the good things on the ground, it's from the good energy, from the good wind, that the wind really grows everything. And then Mital HaShamayim says, this is the good dew. To Esav, he said, you're going to have the bad dew. And you're going to have the bad things. In order for you, says the Gemara, to so-called punish Am Yisrael with it. So here comes the Gemara, says, I want to explain this one. Sfirat Omer means nothing. It's a protection. I'll tell you what it is. You get to the 50th day, the Torah is going to tell you something else. Bring me chametz to Beit HaMikdash. And the Torah will call it Lechem HaTnufa, the lifted bread. What do you mean lifted bread? Remember the lifted Omer? Lifted bread. You know what it means, I tell you. On Shavuot, we got the Torah. We got the Torah, we said Naaseh V'Nishma. Said Naaseh V'Nishma, Hashem Tov Malach HaMavet, Am Yisrael, accept the Torah, leave them alone. The protection we need till the 50th day, Shavuot. On the 50th day, we can bring even chametz to Beit HaMikdash. That chametz will present the Yitzhara, the Satan, the Malach HaMavet. You don't have to worry about him. You were saved and guarded 49 days by saying the Bracha on the Omer, by remember Omer, by remember that the body. But remember that Hashem is going to protect you by the lifted armor. Okay, now come to the Mikdash. See, please lift it for me, two bread from Hametz, from Yisrael. You don't have to worry about it. It's finished. He's done. Shavuot. Zohar b'Shavuot atin mevavim galuta. Expect Shavuot Mashiach. After 49 days of Teshuvah that you count the Omer daily, and you remember that you need a protection because something did not happen on Pesach, wait for Shavuot, it can happen on Shavuot. By the job, by the effort, but what we do, that is going to bring the Geulah to Am Yisrael. Says the Torah, don't worry about Yitzhak. The purpose, says the Gemara, of this world is to get rid of Yitzhak. Hashem is going to slaughter Yitzhak and Moshiach will come. Hashem waits for us to pray to Him that I don't want Yitzhak. The Gemara says Hashem was upset at Yehoshua. Yehoshua entered Yitzhak and did not pray to Hashem. Take away Yitzhak. Actually, Am Yisrael came back from exile, from Iraq and Iran. They came to Beit HaMikdash, the first Rosh Hashanah, they prayed to Hashem, we don't want Yitzhak. He don't want to have any desires, not for food and not vacations, nothing. He just want Torah. If they have one track mind, I want Torah. That's the purpose of Sefirat HaOmer. 49 days, we were secured, we are secured, we were protected. Hashem saved us from the decrees. Okay, now we are at the 50th gate of Teshuvah of Bina. Says the Zohar, you should know, you should aim to Shavuot. This is His harvest. This is what Hashem wants from you. To get to Shavuot protected. Not Hashem wants to protect you. Hashem wants to protect you, but to get the destination. The destination of Shavuot. Shavuot, Hashem said, I waive all the gzirot from you forever. Once the Shavuot is called Yom HaDin, Day of Judgment. How did you teshuvah 49 days? How did you accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yoke of Torah, all Torah? With this, says as well, if you do all of the above, says as well, wait, Shavuot Mishal Kamba Amen.
Amen.